The connective thread. Every story leads back to Hormuz. The Iran conflict is the through line connecting Wednesday's otherwise disparate news. It is driving oil to $90, powering the dollar's safe haven climb, contributing to the yen's 40-year weakness, elevating the cost of Hormuz passage to 6 months of bonus pay, and providing the backdrop against which the Rubio-Lavrov meeting in Manila becomes consequential. Nearly everything in the geopolitical and economic coverage of this week is downstream of 11 nights of sustained strikes. On technology, the week's stories collectively describe an industry at a specific inflection point. Hardware capabilities. Vera Rubin at 10 times the performance of its predecessor now substantially exceed what software fully exploits, while security vulnerabilities in AI systems are becoming a critical operational concern for enterprises. The workforce anxiety about AI eliminating entry-level jobs is real and measurable in survey data, and the social consequences of AI deployment extend well beyond productivity metrics into the texture of daily life. A correction is warranted from a May episode of this program. A claim was made that Ukraine had hit Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. The Caspian Sea is landlocked, surrounded by Russia, Kazakhstan, Turkmenistan, Iran, and Azerbaijan. Ukraine shares no border with any of those countries and has no credible means of projecting naval force there. No such strikes occurred. The claim was geographically impossible and should have been caught before broadcast. Looking ahead, the Rubio-Lavrov-Manila meeting is the most important diplomatic event of the coming days. The SpaceX August 4 earnings date and the $123 billion share unlocked 2 days later will intensify in market attention over the next 2 weeks. The Clarity Act is moving through its final legislative stages, with Bitcoin's reaction serving as a real-time barometer of crypto market sentiment. And the simultaneous grid stress in Texas, the central United States, and Southern California will be tested further as heat waves extend into the coming week.